Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
All right, so many things to talk to my friend Chip Patterson about. So let's. There he is, not wearing a bow tie today. You guys didn't have any award ceremonies on the Cover 3 podcast?
No, we were doing your favorite thing. Oh my gosh, Adam, I know you're going to rush to download it. We were previewing National Signing Day, 7 days out. These are the storylines to watch. I know that has always been your favorite thing is you know, really getting into the grind. And look, it's so funny because today really crystallized something that, you know, across the great state of North Carolina, National Signing Day is incredibly important because it is about building out your depth. But the drama and the newsiness of National Signing Day basically is limited to seven programs and one state. Because every kid that's on Flipwatch, I swear they're all from the state of Florida.
Yeah.
And they're all trying to decide between FSU and Alabama and Auburn and Georgia. So I understand why the drama doesn't always seem to connect with our programs here in the state of North Carolina.
By the way, the five programs you just mentioned, all from the Southeastern Conference, at least one of them in their minds. Chip Patterson is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Yes, I have National Signing Day not just circled. I have like it pulsating on my. I have alerts of all of that. Gosh, my least favorite day in the world. Before we get into some other things, your thoughts. I know I reached out to Bud Elliott offline to get his thoughts on the Manny Diaz hire at Duke. So your thoughts on Duke's new head coach.
I've come a long way with this.
Okay.
Because
you've evolved.
Or at least I've gone on a journey. Okay. Because there is my initial gut reaction, which is I think Manny got a bad rap at Miami.
He did.
I think that Manny Diaz being fired had more to do with the fact that Mario was available and all of Mario's big money buddies wanted Mario, and what Manny Diaz was simply a piece that needed to be removed to bring the golden child home.
Right.
As though Manny Diaz doesn't have his own ties to South Florida, but, you know, whatever.
Dad was the mayor.
Yeah. Dad was
literally the mayor.
Yes. But, you know, and so I was like, I thought he got a bad rap. I'll be interested to see, you know, how it goes. And then I started thinking about how much fun it is with all of his ties to other ACC programs and coaches. You know, his relationship with Mack Brown, his relationship with NC State, with Florida State, what obviously is going to be a, you know, tense and interesting new Duke-Miami rivalry with Manny Diaz now there, anytime that Manny and Mario get to meet on the field. But there is a very fair question of ceiling and of consistency. Because while the body of work as a whole across three seasons was three bowl teams, one top 25 finish, nothing at the end of the season that looks particularly bad, winning record overall, winning record in ACC play, there were horrid individual moments. The loss to FIU on the site of the old Orange Bowl, in which a distraught and white-faced Manny Diaz just said, "This is a very dark day for Miami football." The bowl loss to Louisiana Tech that followed. I mean, there are a lot of bad losses throughout what, as a whole, is a you know, okay body of work. He hasn't spent that much time as a head coach.
True.
The key is going to be consistency for Manny Diaz. Can you still have that, you know, high floor and eliminate some of the consistency issues that you had during your time as a head coach at Miami? I'm willing to give him a chance because, back to my first point, I thought he got a bad rap at Miami. Curious to see if he's grown and improved in some of that other stuff.
I mean, I agree with everything you just said. My initial reaction, we were at a staff meeting last Monday when it became obvious that Manny Diaz was going to get the job. I'll be honest, my initial reaction was no. Don't. But I've also had a journey, and I'm not 100% sure that it's going to work out. I think you're talking about one of the most difficult places to recruit to generate support at in, I mean, maybe the most difficult place in the entire Power Five. It's certainly in a conversation because you don't have a great stadium. You don't have local fan support at all. I mean, they could talk to me all day long. And I mean, there were games this year when you look at the stands, like, really? We're half full for a game with that football team? And I said the same thing during the David Cutcliffe era, that I was shocked at how awful their attendance was when they had a legitimately good football team. But the problem is they'd have no local alumni base, and what they do have is a little bit older than other local fan bases. So it's in order for Duke to have good home crowds, they are very dependent on the opposition. State, Carolina, Central, right? A Bull City Classic I'd do that every year if I were Duke. I would have Central play at Wallace Wade Stadium every single year. Virginia Tech, it's Notre Dame. They have to have really good home attractions, I think.
We are talking about a former Miami coach. It's not as though empty seats or anything that are going to be new.
Right? No. But not about what, you know, that he'll get used to it. Duke's got to win now. The bar, maybe the bar is not set where Mike Elko had it for a year and a half, but they've got to win. I don't think they're going to fire Manny Diaz for going 6-6 at Duke if they consistently get to bowl games. I don't think they're going to fire Manny Diaz, but they've got to win. And it's not easy to recruit, especially when, I mean, we saw how many good players Duke is losing to the portal.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when you are getting Manny Diaz, you are inherently making a recruiting play and not necessarily just out of the high school ranks, that while you're losing some of Elko, the players who are committed to Elko and Elko's staff, I think that we also saw the way that that staff was able to use the portal to get Miles Jones or Al Blades, you know, to be able to add to their offensive line from the transfer portal. So you're getting somebody who's run with the big boys on the recruiting trail. You know, nothing is going to be too intimidating. And for that reason, I do like it better than, let me try to think of like a good, you know, up and, like, for example, as critical as I am, a lot of people believe that Toledo's Jason Candle, who's had one of the top programs in the MAC, is somebody who might be ready to jump up. And I would say I'd rather have Manny Diaz than a G5 up and comer, because you at least are used to playing those games with those kinds of recruits where you're trying to get in there and you're trying to evaluate as much as recruit and be able to offer the NIL. I think that Diaz is more fit for that than a rising star from the Group of Five ranks.
Chip Patterson, as always on a Wednesday, is here. So Drake May announced that he was not going to play in the Mayonnaise Bowl, which, frankly, I can't even. There are apparently people who are upset about this. I don't understand why you would be. He shouldn't play in the bowl game.
You can be upset, or excuse me, not upset with him. You can be disappointed.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
I would have loved to have seen him torch West Virginia. They're playing West Virginia, right? In the Mayo Bowl.
Listen, they are trying to avenge the 2008 Continental Tire Bowl loss to Pat McAfee in West Virginia. Hakeem Nicks had like 280 receiving yards, but they didn't score enough touchdowns to be able to win that game. Look, I think that if you said in like in a very storybook manner, you know, and Pollyanna as it may sound, you've got a Charlotte native in Drake May. You've got a Charlotte native in Tez Walker. You've got a team that finished losing games that they may like really did not want to finish the season in that manner. The opportunity to finish it on a better note. If you are a North Carolina fan and you're disappointed, that's fine. I don't think that you can be upset with the individuals.
You shouldn't be, right.
I think you can be upset that the opportunity for what would be a feel-good finish to the Drake May era is now gone, and that the final pass that he threw was an interception against NC State.
I am waiting for the day where a head coach, and maybe it's happened and I've missed it, where a head coach says, I'm not letting this player play in a bowl game. Peyton Wilson is still contemplating playing in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. I would not let him. I would take his helmet away if I was Dave Dorn with his history of injuries. And I'm not, I know he's played an entire season and he was great and he didn't get hurt all year long. But man, for this game, I would not be able to sleep if he played in this game and got hurt and lost out on draft position or a pro career. I'm forever scarred by Deontay Williams, Carolina defensive back, who got hurt in the Music City Bowl and never had a chance to play in the NFL. I'm forever scarred by that. I mean, no offense to the Pop-Tarts Bowl, but it ain't all that. So I would not let him play.
I would not step in his... I would not do...
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That if I was a head coach and, you know, a player wants to play, then maybe I would, that could impact some substitution decisions based on how the game is going. Right. But,
right.
And that's NC State from everything that I've gathered.
One series.
From everything that I've gathered, NC State football means way too much to Peyton Wilson.
I know
that if, and again, like he may decide last minute, you know, hey guys, I'm not going to play. Or, I mean, look, I'm going to have to start making bowl picks on the Cover 3 podcast tomorrow.
Good luck with that.
There are going to be tons of, we're traveling with the team, we're thinking about our status, or maybe even we're traveling with the team, and then warm-up starts, and guess who's out there in sweats?
Right.
You know?
I hope that happens.
I think that there is going to be a lot of availability manipulation that's going on. And so we'll see. I mean, I guess if you want to know whether Peyton Wilson is playing or not, check the betting line. I mean, most linebackers don't move a betting line, but
true.
If you want to talk about a consensus All-American, the guy who's like the heart and soul of a defense, maybe that one ends up jumping around. But hey, to your first point, if I was a head coach, I would not remove the opportunity from somebody who wanted to go compete with their teammates one last time.
But you could certainly say, hey, if he asks me, I would tell him to not play. But if he wants to, I won't stop him. Would that be a fair way of putting it? Because that would be my public stance. I am always going to feel a lookout for the well-being of my player. Sometimes the athletes need to be saved from themselves, too. I have a Heisman vote. I did not vote for Peyton Wilson, but I would be lying if I said it didn't enter my mind. I didn't put him in my top three. I did vote for Michael Penix first. The performance against Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game pushed me over the top for him. Jaden Daniels had a great year. Michael Penix, because I think he was playing with a little bit of an injury down the stretch, because you had mentioned the stats had kind of diminished some as they were playing much better teams. Mm-hmm. But that performance against Oregon was awesome. And it just pushed me over the top for him. I voted for Penix 1, Daniels 2 and Bo Nix 3.
That was also the finish in the Midwest, interestingly enough. Penix won the Far West. Jane Daniels, unsurprisingly, won the Southeast.
Yes.
Jane Daniels won the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. But Michael Penix won the Midwest. Shout out to the Indiana Hoosiers and his heroics with Indiana's one good season.
Right.
Best of luck to Kurt Cignetti. I think that he's going to do a great job trying to bring stability to one of the worst jobs in the Big Ten. But that a pretty fair argument, you know. I had Daniels 1, Penix 2. Man, it's called outstanding. That is all they ask us to do.
Right.
That they are an NCAA football player at a school that plays football and that they are the most outstanding player. I had Jalen Milroe as my third.
Wow.
His improvement over the season and his play in the biggest games, the second half against LSU, you know, obviously the Auburn game.
And the Hail Mary against Auburn. Yeah,
backing it up against Georgia. I thought Jalen Milroe was outstanding. And so I had Milroe as my third, but I had Daniels 1, Penix 2. You know, it is not a best player, best team award. It is for people who literally stand out.
Yeah.
And I think that whether you're going Penix or Daniels, you know, that was the 1-2 in pretty much every main voting region. Like, I was surprised that even though Marvin Harrison was a finalist, he was not, like, he didn't crush it in the Midwest. Bo Nix got more voting points than Marvin Harrison Jr. did in the Midwest.
Yeah, because Ohio State's quarterback wasn't great, and it was hard to for Marvin Harrison to compile just ridiculous stats.
I mean, I thought Roma Dunze was a, you know, Tom Fornelli didn't have Michael Penix. He had Roma Dunze.
That's fair. He was great.
That's the thing is, he's like, yeah, Michael Penix was incredible. But the last, he said Michael Penix was awesome, but the last five games, it was the Roma Dunze show.
Yeah, he was nice.
And that is like a little bit of a commentary on
was awesome.
The offense, but also just like the how awesome Adunze was. And I had Adunze as my first place vote for the Biletnikoff awarded to the number one wide receiver. But I was surprised that it wasn't as much of a landslide in the voting points as it ended up being. I was taking that assumption based on the Las Vegas betting odds, but you know, you're not betting on the finalists. You're not betting on the margin. You don't have a spread for voting points when you're betting on the Heisman. It's just who's going to win the award. And it increasingly looked heading into the final week that it was going to be Jaden Daniels.
All right. Final couple of things very quickly. Where's DJ Uiagalelei going to land out of the portal? We know, let's see, Riley Leonard went to Notre Dame. Grayson McCall left Coastal Carolina, came to NC State. But what are your thoughts on Grayson McCall to NC State?
So Tim Beck leaves NC State to go to Coastal Carolina, spends 1 year with Grayson McCall, sends him back to NC State.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Good trade.
Yeah.
Trade.
It makes me think that having Jonathan Paylor, incredible, you know, athlete, skill player who's part of, you know, the NC State recruiting picture, they hold on to him. You bring back KC Concepcion. Grayson McCall does not have an incredible deep ball. He does not have push it down the field. Sure. But you get get all those skill players who are like good in space.
Yeah.
And Robert and I offense is what, make the right decision, deliver it on time. Grayson McCall can make the right decision and deliver it on time. So he's got a skill set that I think could be very strong with that group of skill players.
I wonder if some of these Texas A&M players will come to Duke. I'm just kind of as a joke.
DJU, by the way, I think that so Florida State is looking at like a Cam Ward DJU situation where if Cam Ward ends up getting locked down by Miami, then you know, DJ Uiagalelei is a very nice, you know, other option that they have right there. And then let's see, who else were you trying to get your eyes on? Common Court's probably to Nebraska. And Nebraska's spending a ton of money right now.
Yeah, Matt Rhule told us, we know if they get a good quarterback, we know it costs at least a million and a half. Good for you, Matt. I thought we weren't going that route. He's so two-faced. He's three-faced, actually, Matt Rhule. Not two-faced. He's three-faced. Real quick, how many Florida State players will opt out of the Orange Bowl?
Between 9 and 11. Yeah, I've gotten the max opt-out scenario, I think, is 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And I think we'll probably end up around 9 or 10. I mean, it's a tough scene. It's going to be real tough.
And the game doesn't matter, so you shouldn't play. Jared Verse and players like that shouldn't play in it because you have to consider your pro future. And two, my first reaction was, man, I'd opt out of the game as a school. But they didn't. And that's fine. Good for them. But it is not going to be the Florida State. But you know how people are going to take it. See, they didn't belong because they're probably going to get run by Georgia unless Georgia has a ton of opt-outs.
Well, I tell you what, they don't belong on the same field as Georgia because what Mike Norvell has is a team that was built out of the transfer portal, and what Georgia has is a team that was built over year-over-year elite recruiting. The reason why Georgia's going to walk the dog with Florida State in the Orange Bowl is because their twos and threes are worlds better than Florida State's twos and threes.
Right.
And that, you know, Mike Norvell maybe neglecting some scholarship opportunities for players and also having a little bit of an uphill battle to fight on the recruiting trail. Like, Kirby Smart's fine with opt-outs. I'm just excited to get these boys out here and go see what 65 has to offer. You know, let him see some live bullets.
Chip Patterson, you're the best, my man. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.